Now we continue the burden in chapter 16. You have the final overture of mercy offered to Moab as the prophet looks on to the millennium in the first five verses. Send ye the lamb to the ruler of the lamb from Selah to the wilderness under the mount of the daughter of Zion. Now that lamb is to be sent over and offered on the altar in Israel. And that lamb, by virtue of that, speaks of the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And therefore, they were to recognize the God of Israel in this way. They did not do it, however. For it shall be that as a wandering bird cast out of the nest, so the daughters of Moab shall be at the fords of Arnon. I've crossed that little river, not much of a river, but they could not get away from the Assyrians. They took them there. Now it moves on into the future, and you see the last days brought up before us. Verse 5, and in mercy shall the throne be established, and he shall sit upon it in truth in the tabernacle of David. And you remember James mentioned that in the 15th of Acts when he said that the tabernacle of David was fallen down. But after God called out the Gentiles today in the church, then he'd turn again and build again the tabernacle of David. That's what Isaiah's talking about here. Now, I mentioned a moment ago the fact that brought them down was their pride. Now, in verse 6, we're told that we have heard of the pride of Moab. He's very proud, even of his haughtiness and his pride and his wrath, but his lies shall not be so. Now, the reason that God had to reject and judge Moab was because of the fact that pride led them to reject God's proffered offer of mercy. God would have delivered them. You see, they also refused to give sanctuary to the folk in Israel. We find that later on. They stood on the sidelines, and they were judged because of the fact that instead of protecting their neighbor and being helpful to them, why, they actually would not let the fugitives come and hide. If they did, they'd point them out. So Babylon and Assyria first, and then Babylon could take them. This was the thing that brought down judgment upon it. And again, let me make this application that judgment came, and it came, as verse 14 says in the 16th chapter, within 3 years, as the years of a hireling, and the glory of Moab shall be contemned. That is, judgment would come in 3 years. And it did. Assyria destroyed this nation, and this was the judgment of God upon it. Now, why? Pride. That is one of the great sins of today. It was the sin we saw that caused Lucifer, son of the morning, to be lifted up with pride and to lift his throne above the throne of God. He wanted to be independent of God. That was the thing he was after. He wanted to establish his own self-contained kingdom and no longer be dependent upon God. Now, actually, today, that is the position of all liberalism. Those who reject the Word of God, those who reject revelation, basically the thing that causes them to do it is that which is in all of our hearts, pride. We'd like to do it ourselves. Most people want a do-it-yourself religion. They like that type of thing, and they want to do it. They want to do something to be saved. That ministers to our pride, you see. And today, you have, I would say, basically, they try to point out this, that, and the other thing, that there's so many church members that are hypocritical, that there are many church members that are very selfish, that there are very many church members today that actually are really anti-God. Well, it all basically rests upon the pride of the human heart. We've turned everyone to his own way. We want to go our way. We want to do it our way. Now, the judgment came upon Moab, and this out-of-the-way nation, entirely forgotten today, seems so insignificant, has a message for us.